According to Lieutenant Troy Thurston, the Logan City Police Department has responded to 265 incidents related to domestic violence since January 1st, and 104 of those occurred after March 15th, right around the time Utah started issuing stay-at-home initiatives.
As people become more confined and are restricted to the areas that they can go, they are unable to get away from individuals or situations and have to stay in them to continue in that violent cycle or an argumentative cycle, and they can't distance themselves from it. And so that presents a problem.
Though the police department has responded to fewer calls this year than last year at this time, it doesn't mean cases of abuse are down, according to James Boyd, the Development and Marketing Director for Citizens Against Physical and Sexual Abuse, or CAPSA.
Throughout this crisis, CAPSA, we have been quite a bit busier.
Since coronavirus mitigation efforts began in Utah, Boyd says CAPSA has been able to continue providing services, albeit with some adaptations.
Some of them were having to modify, use technology, do some remote therapy and casework. But all of our numbers across the board are up. For example, last year during March and April, we had 41 shelter clients. This last 2 months, we've had 60.
While domestic violence calls to Logan City Police Department are down about 20% from last year, Boyd says calls to CAPSA's crisis line are up 120%.
All of our numbers are on the rise, which means the abuse is happening at a higher rate, but also people are reaching out for support at a higher rate.
Boyd says the night's clients stay at CAPSA is only up 17%. Part of that is a large number of Utah State University students returning home outside of Cache County when the university transitioned online, which freed up affordable housing in the area. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Kat Webb.